right, everyone. This is Brenda here live on Let's Jazz It Up, Blog Talk Radio. Thank you all for tuning in. Thank you for your support. That is Be Grateful by Nate West here on my show tonight. Nate West, are you with me this evening?
I'm here, Brenda.
Yes. Thank you for hopping in on my platform. Where are you calling from, Nate?
I'm in Maryland suburb, just outside of Washington, D.C., our nation's capital.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, say hello to all your fans that's out there.
Hello, all my fans. I have quite a few now on Facebook.
Well, you want that, you know?
Yes,
you want
do.
That.
You have to get the word out. Yes.
Yes. All right. Well, everyone, the phone lines are open. Call my guest line number. Let's speak with Mr. West. All right, Mr. West, tell us how your musical journey began in the music industry.
Probably best to say it started in my mother's womb. And what I mean by that is that I believe that when God has a mandate for you, it started in birth. And so my parents, were responsible for that. I come from a very musical family, generations deep. My dad played guitar. My mom sang, played piano. I'm the oldest of six. All my brothers and sisters either sing, play, some type of instrument. Extended family also as well as a musician. So I was pretty much destined to be in music some way. So that's kind of how I started. And I started actually playing guitar at five and playing around in churches. And I think they told me I was singing at that time, but I don't remember that. But that's how
okay.
I started. And then I switched over to sax in fifth grade. I played drums in fourth grade, switched to sax in fifth grade, and then also played a little bit of bass guitar too as well.
All right.
And that's kind of
all
how
right.
I got my start.
Right. And you are a worshiper, musician, songwriter, composer, husband, father, and a devoted friend. Am I your new friend, Nate?
Yes, of course you are. Yes, you are. I appreciate you.
All right. Well, thank you all for that information, knowing your family is a musical family. Who was your inspiration as far as any of the artists back in your time? I see you mentioned quite a few that I read about you. David Sanborn, Gerald Albright,
yep.
Kurt Weller.
Yeah. I grew up on those guys. And then prior to that, I would say Grover Washington probably had the biggest impact starting out as I began to listen to jazz. So I go back to, Grover Washington days. I didn't really grow up around the traditional saxophone and the traditional style of jazz. But I was exposed to Charlie Parker and John Coltrane and some of the, Ben Webster's
wow.
and those guys. Yeah. But my probably biggest influence probably came starting at Grover and then David Sanborn. Those two
okay.
then evolved as the other artists became known.
Yeah. As I did a lot of research on your music and your older music, you reminded me a lot of Grover Washington Jr., Kirk Whalum, David Sanborn, and a lot of other folks are saying that your sound, your instrument sound sounds like a voice, words itself,
like the instrument is
singing. Yeah.
Yeah.
And
I hear that a lot. Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, I can.
Well, that's not me.
That.
That's just. Yeah, I think that's just a culmination of years of listening to those musicians, but also as we go through life, I think you go through things in life and God it takes you down paths that you experience various things. So those things begin to shape your expressions, because I believe my instrument is an expression of the way I'm feeling or the way I want to convey a feeling.
Yeah.
So what's inside of me is what's coming out. So it may sound like, you know, words, and that I hear that a lot. So that's just kind of way that God gave it to me to interpret.
Well, you do a very good job. I was very surprised.
Thank you.
I couldn't stop listening to your music. I had to hear more, more, and more. And I read that you shared the stage with Najee, Fred Hammond, the father of gospel jazz, and Bryn Tankard. I love Bryn Tankard.
Yep, Bryn Tankard. Yes, opened up for him a few years back. And Fred Hammond, and I actually played, I think it was a small jazz festival in Iowa. I was traveling with Kim Jordan, who's a jazz artist as well. And he was there, so I got a chance to actually hang out with him a little bit, and it was a great experience for me.
Wow. So I would like to ask you, if you ever to be scheduled to do a stage lab performance with another inspiring artist, who would you choose to be on stage with you, whether they have to be still living?
Ooh, that's a good one. I would love to share stage with, of course, Gerald Albright is one of my favorites. And then Marcus Miller. There's so many. Because these guys have gone to a whole nother level. And I think as a musician, we look at those guys to kind of inspire us to kind of continue to move forward, to get better. I'm always trying to surround myself with people that are out there are doing music and doing it at a higher level. So that helps push me. So Gerald Albright, Marcus Miller, Jeff Lorber. I mean,
We have a lot in common because I love them too. But we're gonna start talking about this new music project you have got going on with the Uninhibited album CD.
Okay.
I'm gonna go ahead and spin that track. Is there a brief story with that song track there?
Which one are you getting ready to spin?
Uninhibited,
title track. So
as
I was working on the project, I wanted to approach the entire project uninhibited, meaning so that the definition is expressing one's feelings or thoughts unselfconsciously and without restraint. So I didn't want to put any limitations on myself. I didn't want to put any preconceived notions into myself. I wanted to approach it. I want to do it the way I wanted to do it. I wanted to have fun doing it. And so that I called it uninhibited because I was uninhibited. I just went in and did it the way I wanted to do it, and that was it, the way it came out.
Well, all right, everyone, stay tuned in. The phone lines are open. Feel free to call my free guest line number or stay tuned and listening through the link. Here is Uninhibited by Nate West. Be right back. president, Nate West. Mr. West, you have a nickname, Nate. They gave you a nickname yet?
Nate is my nickname. So my full name is Nathaniel, and I'm a junior.
Okay.
So Nate, yeah.
Okay. Well, I need you to give your information of your website and any social site pages that you'd listed on. Give this information out to our friends and family and followers out there. Go ahead, Nate.
Okay, the website is www.natewestmusic.com. And then my Facebook is facebook.com/NatePlaysSax4U. That's a number 4 and just a U at the end of that line. And then twitter.com/NatePlaysSax4U. Same thing. They're all the same. And Instagram is also the same. NatePlaysSax4U.
Yeah, I've been tagging our promoted show on Instagram. It's been going kind of crazy. So, do you have any upcoming events or any live performances or shows that you're doing you want to let your fans out there know about?
So, I have quite a few actually private events coming up. I have my website is still under construction, but it is live. What I will do is post live events on there
for shows.
But there's some local places I'm going to try to get in. Then as my name gets out there, and we'll just see how far we go. People are asking, will you come here? Will you come here? I said, sure. If it works out, I'll go wherever the opportunity arises.
Oh, well, I live over here on Ohio, Evansville, Indiana. So I'll be contacting you when the weather gets right in this area for you to travel down here.
Awesome.
We love jazz. Radio station WUEV, University of Evansville College. My favorite DJ that has a station called Jazz Flight. And he's probably listening now. Hey, John B., I got Nate West on here. He's been playing your music, he says.
Awesome.
WUEV 91.5 FM in Evansville, Indiana, University of Evansville. Hey, fans out there. So, Nate, can you give us information for others out there that's interested in purchasing your CD out? Wear it online.
Yes, I'm sorry. All the digital outlets, you got Amazon.com. Just put in Nate West and the title Uninhibited. We also have CD Baby, Nate West and Uninhibited. iTunes, I checked this morning. I had to call them, but something's going on. They didn't get that. They have my old project. This actually is my second CD. My first one is No Protocol. And all those listeners out there that have Alexa, you just say, Alexa, play some Nate West, and they'll usually hear that older project called No Protocol.
Oh, okay.
And you can also purchase from my website, natewestmusic.com.
Okay, thank you for that information. Will you be doing any other new music projects in the near future that you would like to give us any details about?
Well, I can't give away all the details. There's some singles, cover tunes that I want to do that I grew up on, songs that I like to play. I'm going to be working on those. I'll be shooting to release another CD probably towards the beginning of next year. I already have tunes for that. I had probably 20 tunes when I put this project together. And so I put 14 on this one, and then the other ones will actually go on the next project.
All right. Thank you for that information. Thank you. We have a caller, 904 area code. Please state your name. Speak, please.
Yes. My name is Greg.
Hey, Greg.
Hey, Greg.
Hey, Mr. West. How you doing?
Yes, sir. I'm doing great, man. How are you?
Good. I got to give a shout out first to Miss Lady Deepa.
Oh, hey. Thank you.
You're doing a wonderful job.
Thank you very
professional.
Much.
I love it.
Thank you.
I love,
thank
I
you
love
very
what
much.
You do. You know what I mean? And all that you do for the artists, all the artists that they're trying to get out there. I love what you do. I appreciate you.
All right. Thank
you. I'm her assistant.
All right, Greg, do you have any questions you want to ask our guest, Mr. West?
Yeah, Mr. West.
Yes, sir.
I would like to ask, you know what I mean, your music, does it inspire people as far as spiritually?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
I believe
exactly.
So. Yes, yes, yes. That's the feedback I'm getting from all the listeners and the people I run into. They, you know, I think I saw a few comments even on Facebook. Majestic,
right.
Angelic. You hear those type of descriptions. So I would have to say yes, yes, it does.
Mm-hmm. An anointing.
I've heard that. Yes, I've heard
yep.
that.
Yeah, it could be. You know what I mean? Because the thing is that David did that on psaltery.
Yes.
You know
absolutely.
I mean?
Yes, he did.
You know what I mean? So, anyway, I appreciate you, brother. I love
thank
you.
Man.
I love your saxophone. I love your play.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You know what I mean? Grover Washington is past that.
Wow, thank
you. Know what
you.
I mean, I'm not trying to hype you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yes, sir. I really appreciate that. That's some good,
you know,
that's a big tall order.
You know,
there.
Really, I'm not trying to hype you. You know what I mean? It just that, you know, it's that way. You know what I mean? So, and
thank
I appreciate
you. So much,
you. All right, thank you, brother.
All right,
good
thank
night.
You.
All right, good night.
Thank you. Good
night. Good night.
We have another caller. I'm going to go ahead and take this last call for right now, and then I'll get back. Caller Anton? Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Station, is this Anton?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead and speak, please.
Hi, no, that's my dad. I was calling in to listen to the radio station. I saw him actually be on.
Okay.
That's my dad.
Well, yes.
He's awesome.
Yeah.
He does is great.
Okay. All right. Did you want to say something before I get to spin another one of his tracks?
No, I just wanted to tell you, Dad, I'm very proud of you. I love you. You're awesome. Always keep you in prayer. Always one of your biggest fans, and just continue to do what you're doing.
Wow. Thank you, son. I appreciate that. Yes.
Aw.
Awesome.
That is so nice. Thank you for calling in. Wow.
Oh, anytime.
Well, so we can continue with this interview. I want to play Me and G. What's up, Nate West, with this track, Me and G. I love it.
Yeah, a lot of people are loving that one. So, like I said earlier, that you know, Gerald Albright was probably one of my greatest influence of the early 80s, mid 80s, late 80s. And I actually had a chance to see him live. This was probably after his first or second CD. I saw him here live in the nation's capital here at the Blues Alley, and it just kind of blew me away. And I was like, wow, okay. So that's the way a saxophone is supposed to be played. And I was like, okay, I either need to hang it up or I need to get the setting and get to work and get take it to another level.
Right,
so
right.
He has kind of influenced, you know, like some people say, there's some Gerald Albright tendencies in my playing, and it's probably some of his influence on me. But I actually wrote this tune with him in mind, and I said, wow, it'd be great to have him on here. And instead of having him play sax with me, he plays an awesome bass. And I got in touch with him. I said, look, I got this song as a tribute to you. Check it out. Would you play bass on it? So he actually playing bass on this tune.
Oh, wow. That is cool. Here is Me and G, everyone. Call the phone lines are open. Call in. We'll be right back. All right. Hey, me and G, I love that bass. That is so nice. I really love that one. I really love that
Thank
one.
You. Thank
Rita
you.
West, call. Did you want to speak? All right. Well, we're going to continue with the show. Nate
yes.
West, what is your ultimate desire, Nate West, of what you want all your fans to get out of your music?
Well, that's a great question. I believe God, we all have a path. We're all given gifts, and we all have a purpose, and we created for a purpose. And my goal is to do whatever God has given me to do while I'm here on this earth. And that's obviously music. And so when I'm playing, I want people to experience and express my expressions. You know, there's different feelings that I'm feeling when I'm playing. There's different things that inspired that particular song, so for example. So that you'll hear different things in each song. If you listen to that CD, I have different emotions going on for each different song. So it just that people will get a sense and feel my soul and my spirit and the sincerity behind the music.
All right. Thank you for that information. Thank you.
Sure.
So
sure.
I would like to spin some more music here. What would you like for me to play for you, Nate?
Oh, let's see. I did one vocal cut on this project, and then the story behind it, number 7, it's called Whatever. And that particular word that came up out a few years back, you know, people use that expression I don't like that. I don't like that word because it means so many things. I said, "What do you mean by that? You mean you don't want to talk to me, or are you?" You know, I had this negative thing about that word. So I said, "Let me spend some positive on it." So I initially wrote it as a instrumental, and then I let my younger sister, who's also a songwriter, I let her hear. I said, "You hear any words you could put onto this? This is the kind of vibe I'm going to." I sent it to her. She sent it back with the lyrics, and I was like, wow, we got to capture that. So I drove up to Ohio, took my laptop, took my microphone. We went in the hotel. I recorded the vocals, came back and finished it up. That's how we did this song. And I, of course, I have some other great Tamara Lloyd from Atlanta, T-Box Sounds did the background vocals, Benita Walker. My other sister, Darla, did some background vocals, so we were able to get it all pulled together. But that was how that came about.
Well, let's hear Whatever. Thank you, Nate, for that information. We'll be right back.
That I'm wherever you go. You see, I
nor forsake ya. Just call my name and I'll save ya. Whenever.
Lady Diva with Nate West. All right. If there's any background noise that y'all are in a studio, please can you mute that? I tried to mute it. I don't want to cut you off. Thank you. All right. We're going to continue with the interview here. Nate,
yes.
You are more than welcome to give a shout out to all those persons that supported you in your musical journey.
Oh, thank you so much. Well, first of all, I have to thank God who created me and started me on this journey and gave me music to be able to express myself and to be able to be a blessing to others. And then parents, of course, Nate Sr. and Rita West. Of course, without them, I wouldn't be here. My wife, T, who's my biggest fan, and without her, I could have never done any of this. All the long hours down in the basement and she just prayed for me and prayed me through this entire project. So I really appreciate her. All my children, I had four children. I appreciate them. You heard my oldest, he called in. I really appreciate them because they've always been very supportive of me. Sean Laws, bass player, also mixed and mastered my project. Anthony Walker, keyboardist. Gerald Albright, of course. Dave Dyson on bass. Felicia West, Darla West, Benita Walker, Tamara Lloyd, T-Box Sound of Atlanta, my church, Hope Christian Church, Bishop Harry Jackson is the pastor, and all my Facebook friends on Twitter and Instagram, and there's been many over the last probably 2-3 weeks, so I really appreciate all the support, I appreciate the likes, I appreciate all the shares. You're helping me to spread what God has given me, and it's given me a platform, sir, and I really appreciate it, and I couldn't have done it without you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank
you're
you.
Welcome.
Yes, you did.
You're welcome. Okay, I would like to ask you this. Any video project coming up with any of your track songs? In the future?
That's a great question. Because I thought about doing that. as an independent artist, we have to kind of pick and choose what things we do. So, you know, doing the CD was most important first, but there's a couple tunes on there that I may do a video. There are some videos on my YouTube channel. I don't think I gave that. I think, that's Nate West on YouTube. You can pull that up. I did a couple of videos there. They were just someone, you know, from their cell phones. But yeah, that's going to probably, you know, I may actually wait for the next project, but we'll see how that works. That's a possibility. The best way to find out is to kind of just stay in touch with me through my website and then also the YouTube channel.
All right. I would like for you to mention the information on your upcoming events, any scheduled performances coming up. Can you mention that again? And your website information and your social pages again, please.
Okay. So my webpage is www.natewestmusic.com. And then my Facebook is facebook.com/ Nate Plays Sax For You. That's Nate Plays Sax For You. The four is a number four, and the U is just a U. It's not the Y-O-U. All of them. That's for Twitter and for Instagram. I'm doing some local private events here locally, but I'm sure as the weather breaks, looks like I'll be probably coming to Indiana based on what you told me.
Oh, wee. Oh,
and
that would be
so
nice.
Hopefully I'll be coming to a city near all of you guys. So hopefully we're going to be able to work it out. And I'm riding this journey, and I don't know where it's taking me. That's the fun part. I'm just riding. Whatever happens. I believe God is guiding me and guiding the process. So I'm on for the ride, and wherever it takes me, that's where I go.
All right. I hear you. Thank you. Thank you for that information.
You're
the last question here I will ask you, it's almost time to close our showcase. What are your words of wisdom, Nate West, you would like to give? A spiritual message you want to deliver to all those in this world today?
Yeah, there's a couple of things. So I think it's important for people to actually find out and discover why they were created, and then what are they supposed to do with that gift and that talent that God has given them. And one of my favorite scriptures, Proverbs, and I actually put this in the liner notes on my CD, is Proverbs 16:9, and it's just the Amplified translation. A man's mind plans his way as he journeys through life, but the Lord directs his steps. So, you know, we're planning, we're doing this, we're doing that, but ultimately, if you're in God's will, you're going to end up going to the path that he wants you to go. That Proverbs 19:21 also piggybacks off that and says, many plans in the man's mind are in a man's mind, but it is the Lord's purpose for him that will stand and be carried out.
Mm.
So that's what we're here for. We're here for a purpose. Find out what that purpose is and go after that purpose so that you can know that at the end of your journey that you've done that which you was created to do.
Yes. Amen. Wow. That is very powerful words there, Nate West, and I really appreciate that. Thank you. Wow.
You're welcome.
Wow. So is there any thing else you would like to mention here on air before I close the show off with one of your tracks? That will be Time to Play.
Okay.
Is there any other things you want to bring out?
No, just looking forward to meeting all my fans at some point in the future in person, which means I got to be doing some traveling and some touring a little bit, but we'll see how that all works out. And I really appreciate you, Brenda. I appreciate your platform that you've provided. Just like Greg said earlier, it's a blessing that you're doing that, and you're helping so many artists to get exposure. And I really appreciate it. I really appreciate what you've done.
Oh,
well, thank
you're
you so
welcome.
Much
for
you're
helping welcome.
My Facebook page blow up. I like it.
Okay. And you're welcome. And when you do get your other new music projects in the future, look me up. I'll be glad to get you right back on here. And, you know, my
Absolutely.
Work is not done. The show is recorded. It will be sent to other radio stations and other music
awesome.
Sites online, anywhere on the Internet. It can be heard. If any persons miss it, just tap that link. And I want to thank all my listeners out there. Feel free to stay tuned. And with more shows coming in the rest of this month and are scheduled for the month of April 2019, this is Brenda Moss, a.k.a. Lady Diva. She is signing out tonight. Everyone have a blessed evening. And thank you all for your support. Thank you, Nate West.